Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for being patient with me. To say it has been a struggle lately has been an understatement. There were a couple weeks where I didn't feel good enough to do a show, and then I ran into huge issues with my software, hardware. I don't know what it is, but literally 5 minutes ago, I figured it out. All my settings somehow got reverted back to, I don't even know what settings they were on, but I've got them set up, and we're ready to roll. So it's been a while. I appreciate the patience. A lot has been going on. I've talked to you about the election. Just a brief recap, it's not as bad as we think it is. Yes, we did not get the Senate. We are roughly 50-50 still, maybe 51-49 Democrats, but we took the House. We gained almost 20 seats. That's a pretty big gain. The big thing is we gained seats in areas that we normally, as Republicans, don't gain those seats. It's not as bad as you would think. Now the investigations can begin. Now the inquiry into Hunter Biden's laptop, into Joe Biden's business dealings with China and other foreign adversaries can begin. But the question remains, what the hell happened in Nevada, in Arizona? In Nevada, Laxalt, he was up the whole night, and then miraculously, at the end of the day, he loses. And it never fails. And it's the same thing happened in Arizona. It's such a neck and neck race. And then the counting just stops. The counting stops. And it's almost like the Democrats are like, okay, how do we do this? How many votes do we need? And how can we do this without making it look like we're cheating? Because every time it's a close race, the Democrats stop counting. And it always goes the Democrats' way. In Arizona, it's a travesty. Hobbs, who is the Attorney General, Secretary of State, I believe, who is in charge of the elections, did not recuse herself from the election, which is a huge conflict of interest. And lo and behold, oh, I win. I win the governorship. With all the issues that Maricopa County had, there needs to be an investigation. But we're not talking about that today. We're going to talk COVID, but I just wanted to tell you, hey, things aren't as bad as they seem. We've stopped the agenda if the Republicans can grow a set of balls and stand up to this. My worry is it's just going to be same old Republicans where they get into office and they capitulate to whatever the Democrats say. They'll harp all during the election cycle on how we're going to stop their agenda. And then when push comes to shove, yeah, well, not going to happen. That's what I'm worried about. But right now, as it seems, their agenda's done. Now, we can start looking into Hunter Biden's laptop. We can look into Joe Biden's dealings with Ukraine, the money laundering. What did I hear? Oh, I think it's $120 billion has been sent to Ukraine that you and I did not vote on. I don't want that sent there. America's struggling with Biden's economy, and he's sending money left and right. No wonder why we have rampant inflation. We don't have that money to send to them. There's something else going on there. What is Biden trying to stop Putin from finding? That's the big question. But this show, I haven't talked about it in a long time. It kind of went on the wayside, but I'm talking COVID. The reason I'm talking COVID is not because, oh, the resurgence, it's going to happen every fall and winter. We're going to deal with COVID. It's going to happen. But I'm going to talk about what is going on with these vaccinations. What is going on with the symptoms? And then I'm going to talk to you about the big coup d'etat. It is something you need to hear that you probably aren't hearing a lot about, but it is damaging to what we went through. And at this point, I saw this meme and it absolutely rings true. Us quote unquote conspiracy theorists should stop being called conspiracy theorists and we should be called spoiler alerts, because everything that we said during this COVID pandemic per se, that we said something looks fishy, everything we said, oh, come and find out. Yeah, we were right. So we'll get into that and much, much more on this return episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Sit back, relax, open that mind. Your mind is about to be blown. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
About getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you.
Okay, so as I said before, it's been a while since I've talked COVID, because COVID's really not a thing. I have someone who is related to me, not by blood, but an in-law, and I got word that, oh my gosh, they have COVID, and everybody started freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a 90-year-old woman, and I'm like, oh boy, how bad is it? Oh, she's got a runny nose. Okay, what else? She's got a runny nose. That's it? We're freaking out over COVID because of a runny nose now? Ladies and gentlemen, before 2020, that was called a minor cold. But yet, we're still inundated on the news about rising COVID cases and how we need to get vaccinated and get the boosters. Because we've been told the boosters are safe and effective, which they are neither. They are definitely not effective. A new report was just released that said 54% of all COVID deaths at this point are from vaccinated people. That means the majority of people who are vaccinated are dying as opposed to the unvaccinated. What does that tell you? Does that sound safe and effective? And that's not even going into the adverse side effects, because remember during 2021, you couldn't go and listen to the radio. You couldn't turn on the TV. You couldn't go on any social media site without a doctor telling you how safe and effective this vaccine is. Even though it hasn't been tested, even though they have no idea how well it works in the long term because clinical trials had not been done on it. But these idiot doctors, who I, at this point, I'm not even calling them doctors, they're shills. They were offered money and they took it. Damn you in your health. Damn you in the fact that this vaccine had not been tested. We have no idea the long-term side effects, but these doctors and nurses are guilting you. And I mean guilting you. If you don't get the vaccine, you're putting you and your family and your loved ones in danger. No. Now, what we're finding out is the vaccinated are the ones that are putting all the rest of us in danger. But you don't hear about that. So, since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, it has prompted more VAERS event or adverse event reports than all VAERS reports made in the previous 30 years. I want to say that again. The United States Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS, has had more reports since the COVID-19 rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine than the previous 30 years combined. That compromises over 55% of vaccine injury and death reports. These reports have thousands of different adverse event labels. Doctors are now raising concerns. Public health officials and vaccine manufacturers are also addressing the high incidence of blood clots, myocarditis, pericarditis, and menstrual irregularities in people who have had the COVID-19 vaccination. Look at these people that are dying. People just don't die playing sports. People don't collapse on the soccer field, collapse on the basketball court. Singers and entertainers don't die mid-performance. Doctors just don't die at 35 years old right after they've received a COVID vaccination or a booster. At what point do the masses and the media and even the government stop and look and say, all right, something's changed here. What is it? I can tell you right now what it is. We have rolled out a vaccine that millions and millions of people were forced and willingly took. I just can't believe that, but willingly took without being tested. And if you've had the vaccine, that, you know what? It's not a disparagement against you. You made your choice. That's fine. Guess what? I made my choice. I am absolutely unequivocally blessed right now. Before, during 20 and 21, I worked for a company that was adamantly opposed to the vaccine. I probably would have got fired if I got vaccinated. Well, in July, August of 2022, our company was sold. They sold to a corporation, and every one of us was terrified. Oh my God, they're going to make us get vaccinated. We are blessed. I am blessed to say that the company that bought us is adamantly opposed to these vaccinations. They are a large corporation. We have 72 stores in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin right now, I believe. It worked out for me because I went from service advisor. Now I run the whole damn shop, but I was terrified. I'm like, I got to leave. They're going to want, it's a corporation. They have to. I mean, the Biden vaccine mandate. And they said, no, you're not getting vaccinated if you don't want to. If you want to get vaccinated, that's fine. That's your choice. And that's how I feel. You know, these people contact me all the time. Oh, you don't like me because I'm vaccinated now, huh? I don't care. I'm a little leery. After you get your vaccination or your booster shots, I'm going to steer clear of you. Absolutely. Because that's how I believe I received COVID back in 21, where I almost lost my life due to the virus. I received it from people who just got vaccinated, but not their fault. Back then in March of 21, April of 21, I think. No, it was March of 21 when I contracted it. We didn't know. We trusted the government, saying we trusted the medical professionals, quote unquote, when they said it's safe and it's effective. It'll stop you from getting the virus. I didn't agree with it at all. I didn't trust it right from the get-go, but the people we got it from, they had to get it. The company they worked for said, you will get this vaccine or you will not work for us. So, and they shed it. They shed it to every one of us. Unfortunately, I was the one that got it the worst, which, surprise, surprise, after everything I'm learning that's going on with me now, no wonder why I got so sick. But I made it through it. And that proved to me that I don't need the vaccine and am proudly unvaccinated. When I was in the hospital in June with my severe anemia, they were talking about giving me a blood transfusion. My first question was, can you guarantee that the blood I am going to receive is unvaccinated with the COVID vaccine? And they couldn't do that, and I refused it. Still here. So obviously I'm doing something right. But let's talk about some of the side effects of this vaccine that, listen, your friends, your neighbors, they are looking down on you for not being vaccinated. Maybe it's time we look down on them, because these are the people that are going through, they're going through hell. People are dying because of this vaccine. So some of the side effects of the COVID vaccine is death. There are more than 12,000 cases of death that have been reported to the VAERS system following COVID-19 vaccinations. And 25% of those reported deaths occurred within the first 7 days after vaccination. And otherwise healthy people, they get the vaccination and within a week they're dead. Doesn't that throw up a red flag? Wouldn't that throw up a red flag to these quote-unquote medical professionals? If they were really concerned about our health, don't you think that they would say, whoa, hold on, what is going on here? Now, a lot of these deaths are attributed to blood clots and arterial blockages, which is a side effect, a huge side effect of this COVID vaccine. But on top of that, the ninth most common adverse effect with more than 68,000 cases after you get the COVID-19 vaccination is these people are getting COVID. Why? Because they're injecting you with COVID. Now, I get it. Flu shots every year. Have you noticed, on a side note, have you noticed that they're no longer called flu shots? They're called flu vaccines. And why do you think that is? Because they changed the definition of a vaccine to fit the COVID, quote-unquote, vaccine. The COVID shot you get is not a vaccine under a normal definition. It is now because they changed the definition. So that means they can call the flu shot a vaccination. They're injecting you with the flu, a small dose of the flu, and your body fights it off. It's funny how they inject you with the flu so your body can fight it off. They inject you with COVID so your body can fight it off. That's a novel idea. Or you could just get COVID because everybody's going to get it. It doesn't matter how vigilant you are, how hermit-like you are and not leaving the house, you're going to get COVID. Just do it. It's just like getting the flu. Once you get the flu, your body builds up antibodies to it. Oh, listen, so does COVID patients. We build up an antibody to it. And don't let the media tell you differently. Listen, I had a horrible, horrible case of COVID in 21. Horrible case. Was in ICU. Almost died. I came out of it. And I have not had COVID since. If I have, piece of cake. And you know why? It's because nature, our bodies are miraculous beings that we're really resilient as humans. We really are. And we can fight off a lot. Now, there are some viruses and some ailments that we need vaccines, but polio, for example, I had an uncle, he contracted polio as a kid, but I guarantee you, even though you may not know it, you have been vaccinated against polio. But the difference is that polio vaccine went through years and years and years of testing to verify that that's safe and that's effective. The same cannot be true and is not true for the COVID vaccine. They rushed it to the market. They knew it was coming. We'll talk about that in a little bit. They knew this vaccine or this virus was coming. And again, you can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me a tinfoil wearing hat freak. Call me what you want. But you know what? Everything I've told you over the years since 2020 is turning out to be correct. Now, some of you are smart enough and intelligent enough to say, shit, he was right. There's a lot of you that don't want to know the truth, that you've been duped. You have been sold a bill of goods that's not what you ordered. Oh, the COVID vaccine will work. Nope, it doesn't work. It makes you more susceptible to COVID. Oh, it'll protect you and your loved ones from getting COVID. Nope, at this point, it makes you more susceptible. It is better for you to get COVID than it is to get the booster or to get the vaccine. Call me a conspiracy theorist. We are right. We were correct this whole time. At some point, history is going to look back on us. And those of us who didn't get the vaccine, who questioned the vaccine and questioned the authority, are going to be looked at upon as geniuses. These people were not sheep. They didn't fall in line. They stood up. We are going to be looked at as incredibly intelligent. incredible free thinkers. And again, this is not disparaging those of you who have had the vaccine, but I'm just telling you, what you did to yourself is not good for your body. And listen, I know a thing or two about not doing good things to your body. Near the end of the show, I'm going to give you an insight as to why, because I'm just learning, why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And I guess it's not even my fault, but I'll give you insight as to what's going on with me, why I've been really hit or miss every week, and why I've been feeling so horrible. I finally got results. It's been since June, and I finally got results. And I still don't know where we go from here, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm afraid, and I'm scared, and I'm tired of feeling like crap. But I can tell you, it's not from the vaccine, but it's because of the BS of COVID, why I feel this way. You stick around. Near the end of the show, I'll clue you in and give you some insight as to what happened to me. But listen, we know that the vaccine was never tested. We know that the vaccine is not good for us. There are things in that vaccine. They're injecting us with a spike protein. A spike protein. Let me tell you a little bit about the spike protein. The spike protein was supposed to be the holy grail of this vaccine. Well, what we're finding out is the spike protein lasts in your body for over a year. That's why you're seeing people from days, hours after receiving this vaccine, up to a year, dying of blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, and brain disorders. It stays in your body and it induces inflammation. It kills your immune system, which is counterproductive to protecting yourself against COVID. And maybe that's why COVID is so prevalent among vaccinated individuals, because their immune system's compromised because of the spike proteins. Now, as a scientist, do you not know what spike proteins are doing? I mean, if I'm a scientist who is in the business of vaccines, I would know that a spike protein is going to be detrimental to the human body. So why would you put it? Why would you put a DNA-altering spike protein into your body? To me, it makes no sense. Why there's not one scientist. Well, let me rephrase that. There are doctors and scientists that have come out and they've spoke out against the vaccine and they've been blacklisted. You don't hear from them. Dr. Peter McCullough, for example, you never hear from him anymore. He was one of the most respected doctors in this country. He ended up speaking out against the spike protein and the COVID vaccination. And you don't hear from him. He's basically been ridiculed and turned into a kook by the mainstream media and doctors across this country. It has gotten to the point where if you speak out against what the government and what the media establishment wants you to talk about, you're blacklisted. Now, that seemed to be only in Hollywood. If you were a conservative in Hollywood, you never worked again. But now it's gone into the medical field. And we've lost some amazing doctors and nurses because they chose to go against the grain. And that is beyond ridiculous. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the bombshell news regarding COVID and talk to you real quick about my diagnosis, why I've been so sick lately, and what it has to do with COVID. So please sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it's how you show me, I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain. Taking off your chain, saying not to wait. Grabbing on my face, yeah, I say I don't mind. Telling myself all night that I'm addicted.
Okay, we're going to end the show with this segment, and it's a bombshell. It's something that a lot of us already knew, that Fauci, Biden, the Democrats, and the world government, the New World Order, essentially, they have denied from the get-go that this virus was created in a lab and somehow released. But the proof is in the pudding. And I love pudding. Specifically, tapioca pudding. Love tapioca pudding. But a team of scientists from Germany have claimed that they have found that definitive proof that this COVID-19, SARS, blah, 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 19 virus was a man-made virus. This is not anything you're going to hear in the mainstream media. It is something that is being withheld, squashed. This is something that they do not want you to know. According to Valentin Brutel, a scientist from the University Hospital of, and if I say this wrong, forgive me, Würzburg, he states that the results of our study show that the virus is 99.9% an artificially created copy of a natural virus. He told Euronews Weekly. Brutel and his colleagues have published their findings as a preprint, which has not been peer-reviewed by the scientific community. That's a big thing. I'm not saying that this is the end-all be-all, but listen, again, conspiracy, we're spoiler alerts. Now, according to Euronews Weekly, Brutel said that he noticed anomalies in the SARS-CoV-2 genome in 2021, and once he began studying the virus's genome, he found patterns apparently consistent with synthesized viruses. There is, according to Brutel, a high probability that COVID-19 could have arisen as an infectious clone collected in vitro, which means in lab. Now, I get it. This is only one report, but this is one of many reports that has said that this virus that came out of nowhere, out of China, and let's look at China right now. China is not really the most, I don't know how you put it. They're not the most human-friendly, human rights-friendly country in the world, I guess would be the way to put it. But they have had their citizens in lockdown to the point that the citizens in China are revolting against Xi Jinping, calling for him to step down over his lockdown procedures. There is hardly a COVID case. They just had a COVID death. And listen, it was a 90-year-old man who died of COVID. Listen, if you're 90, you get COVID, unless you're like my loved one who has a runny nose, chances are you're going to have some complications of COVID. But China is in full lockdown. They can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. It's a mask mandate all across the country. It's ridiculous. And don't think that this won't happen here in America or where you live, New Zealand, Australia, England, Canada. Don't think that it's not going to happen there, because it just follows a trend. I just booked another trip to Mexico for April for my family and I. We enjoyed it so much last year. We're going back. And I am going to be absolutely pissed. This, and again, near the end of the show here, I'm going to tell you why this trip is so important to me. Because I want to enjoy life while I can. And to have these idiots in government who are producing this. I am a firm believer that this was produced in a lab. This was not released by a horseshoe bat, which is the most ludicrous. I mean, come on. First off, China, stop eating everything. You have beef. You have cattle. You have goats. You have everything that we have in America. Stop eating the crap. Stop eating bats. Stop eating roaches. I understand that George Soros, and listen, this little off topic here, but I saw a report that George Soros died recently. Come on. Listen, you have to be able to discern. There is a dear listener of this show that is all aboard the QAnon, that is all aboard. Listen, military tribunals are happening right now, and listen, you gotta relax. Not everything you hear, not everything you read is true. It's hard to discern what is true and what is not true because the media manipulates everything so much. How do you know what's real? How do you know what's not? You don't. That's where your mind, your free will, your thinking comes in. But to have a virus just show up on the scene and then spread like wildfire, and these people who have been just encapsulated, not leaving their house, door dashing, shipped in all of their groceries, they're still getting COVID. Something's up with that. That is not a natural progression, nor is the amount of variants that this virus is doing. I mean, viruses don't mutate as quickly as this. And when they do, they don't get worse, which they are not getting worse. I mean, right now, listen, accept the fact that you're going to get COVID again. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you know what? It's going to be easier than the last time you had it because your body is prepared for it. It may make you sick. It may make you feel like crap for a couple days, but so does a cold, so does the flu. It's part of being alive. The fact that our government, the New World Order, George Soros, Bill Gates, the fact that they released this virus on the people, that's what happened. I'm telling you right now, that's what happened. These German scientists that release this paper are being ridiculed by their fellow scientists and doctors because they're bought and paid for. I guarantee you that these scientists, they were told, these doctors, they were told, if you promote COVID being dangerous and you promote this COVID vaccine, well, here's a little bit of money for you. And they're jumping on it lock, stock, and barrel. They don't care. They've lost their Hippocratic Oath. The Hippocratic Oath means nothing anymore to doctors. Thou will not harm a patient. They will harm you all day long, every day. They will push this vaccine on you. Listen, when I was in the hospital, and here we go. This is the point where I tell you what's going on with me. Let me adjust my microphone a little bit. Here we go. Okay. So back in June, I was in the hospital for a week. I haven't felt well since then. I attributed that to the stress of my mom dying in 21, my father dying in 22, and I just said, okay, this is what it is. I became severely anemic, and that's when, and listen, the pushback I received from the doctors at the hospital I was at, you need a blood transfusion. No, can you guarantee me that the blood I'm getting has not had the COVID vaccine? No. So anybody want a business plan? Here you go. I'm giving it to you. And I want credit for this. You want to make money? You provide blood transfusions for those of us who have not been vaccinated. You verify that there is no COVID vaccine in that blood. You're making millions. I want credit for that. That is a business idea for you. So for all of you who are looking for the one business idea, start doing blood transfusions on those who have not been vaccinated. There are a lot of us out there that need that. I receive so much blowback from the doctors and the nurses. What do you mean you don't want to? You need a blood transfusion. Well, you can't guarantee that it's not been vaccinated blood that's going to be entered into my body. I don't want that. I refused. Now, to the nurse that I was working with at the time when I was in the hospital, she said, okay. But when I had COVID, I was given remdesivir against my wishes, apparently. I told them, I questioned them. Hey, whoa, hold on. I don't know if I want remdesivir. It's not been proven. Nope, it's a government-issued, apparently, cure for COVID. And I said, there's too many side effects. And they gave it to me anyway. 4 days of receiving remdesivir. And listen, truth be told, I've been dealing with liver issues for decades. I think, well, it was before 2000 came. It was late 1990s, I'd say 1997, 98, 99, that I was found to have elevated liver enzymes. And I had liver biopsy, I had liver tests, and was told, hey, U of M called me. I'll never forget this conversation. I was right at the foot of my staircase at my old house, and the doctor at U of M called me, and he says, you have fatty liver. I'm like, oh my God, no. And he's like, don't worry about it. The majority of people on this planet have fatty liver. Just live your life. It's going to be fine. And I did. And then it progressed. I didn't eat right. I wasn't, listen. And when somebody hears you have a liver issue, what's the first thing they think of? Oh, look at that guy's an alcoholic. He drinks too much. No, that's not the case. U of M, the University of Michigan, would call me at work and say, hey, I need you to do a blood test between now and 4 o'clock. I'm like, well, I'm at work. Go on your lunch. And I finally figured out they were testing me to see if I had alcohol in my system because they thought I was an alcoholic, which I'm not. And I had what they call NASH, which stands for non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. And when I was in the hospital with COVID, they gave me remdesivir. And after 4 days, the doctor came in and said, we got to stop the remdesivir. A, it's not helping, but B, it's completely damaging your liver. My liver enzymes, which were between 60 and 70, which is just a minuscule amount high, were up in the 600-700 range, which is, holy cow, you're hurting your liver. I haven't felt right since COVID. I'd get pains in my back, pains in my spleen, pains in my right side. Just attribute it to long COVID because that's what the doctors would tell me. Oh, you have long COVID. You have long COVID symptoms. So fast forward after my dad died, and I no longer have any parents. I'm an orphan at that point. I felt horrible. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything strenuous or else my heart would beat out of my chest. I felt like I was going to pass out. I had double vision. I went to work on Monday and I couldn't do it. I went to ER figuring, okay, I'm stressed out. They're going to give me some Valium or some, I don't know, Xanax and say, suck it up, buttercup. Shit happens. That's what I figured. And I'd go back to work. Well, a week later, I finally forced myself to get out of the hospital because everything, all the tests they were running were negative. And I said, we're missing something. Just let me go home and be comfortable. Because, listen, hospital beds are the most uncomfortable beds on the planet. And then I share a room with a guy who watches MSNBC and bitches about Trump supporters left and right. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. Just let me get out of here. So I left and I haven't felt right. My blood count gradually went up. My iron count gradually went up because I'm just getting infusions of iron. And come to find out, they're like, something's going on with your liver. We need to do an ultrasound. Back up a little bit. My liver enzymes are a little high. Again, they're in the hundreds. They've gone down. They're like 100 and, well, the ASTs were in the low or upper 90s. The ALTs are in the upper 100s, or I'd say about 130, 140. And they're like, let's just check it. They did an ultrasound. And he's like, man, there's just something that doesn't look right on your liver. Rather than do a liver biopsy, we're going to do what they call, and I had never done this before. I've had multiple liver biopsies, and that's what showed I had NASH, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, which is, just so you know, non-alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic, never have been, don't plan on being, but he says, I need to make sure. So from the time I reversed it, I stopped eating out all the time and changed my lifestyle a little, and it completely reversed and I felt fine until I had the remdesivir. And I just never felt good again, thought it was long COVID. And he said, you know, I want to do what they call a FibroSure test. And it's just blood work. And I had multiple vials of blood taken from me. And as I'm getting the blood drawn from me, and I'm talking double digits, like 15 to 20 vials of blood taken from me. It was ridiculous. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I feel fine. I got home. I felt like a truck hit me. I couldn't do anything for a day. And it came back, and the test showed, holy cow, you look like you have cirrhosis of the liver, but the ultrasound doesn't show it. So he scheduled me for a liver biopsy, which happened on November 15th. And, of course, they hit a nerve, and, oh, my God, you want to talk about pain. I couldn't walk for a day. It hurts so much to walk. And it's gradually gotten better, but the liver biopsy shows, hey, you're cirrhosis. You have cirrhosis of the liver. And it looks like the remdesivir caused my liver to just say, screw it, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. And I'm having a hard time functioning every day. Because I'm in a lot of pain. I have a lot of right side, and then my spleen is hurting because of the portal hypertension. It's as far as I know and as far as the doctor knows, it's from the remdesivir. That pisses me off. Because A, I told them I don't want remdesivir. This is the same hospital that A, they saved my life. I will give them that. But they were pushing me to go on a ventilator. And I had a customer come into where I work who was in the hospital at the same time I was in a different room with COVID in ICU. And they told him the same thing they told me. We need to put you on a ventilator. And I told him no. And he told them no. And there's a nurse in that building, which they call Big John. I'm not going to give his name, but they call him Big John. And he went up to this guy and he told them, sir, I'm just going to tell you right now. When they put you on a ventilator, they're just going to push you over in a corner and wait for you to die. Because the ventilator's not going to help you. I was told that this year, this spring, summer, is when that customer of mine came in and told me that. And that just reiterated the fact that I'm making the right choices. I didn't want remdesivir. They gave me remdesivir anyway. And when she told me, when the doctor came in and said, we've got to stop the remdesivir, my first thought is, why am I on remdesivir? I wasn't even told I was on remdesivir. I told him I didn't want it, but I felt so bad. I couldn't breathe. I just laid in bed, and I'm just like, whatever. Do what you got to do. Just keep me alive. And it damaged my liver to the point that I don't know what the future holds for me. I'm constantly feeling horrible. And with that being said, there are weeks I'm not going to be able to do a show. I'm struggling to do a show. I am almost 48 minutes into this show, and I'm exhausted. I'm constantly exhausted. I'm in bed by 7:30 every morning and trying to sleep, but I'm in constant pain. This is not living. This holiday season is tough. We had our Halloween party, and it moved into, we agreed to do a 50th birthday party for a friend that I just DJ'd this past weekend. I've got a Friendsmas party, which we have our just closest friends come over, and we just get together and enjoy ourselves. And then I got to do another DJ party for a birthday. And then I have a Christmas party I got to DJ. And it's tough. And my wife is like, you need to slow down. But listen, DJing, playing music, which music, I love playing music. And it pays very well. It pays incredibly well. And I told her, I said, I can't not take the money. And holidays are tough. So I'm hoping after the first of the year, things kind of slow down. But it's tough. It's all because the government released, or the world released, a pandemic on us that has claimed, and I'm not going to go with the numbers that the government's giving you, tens of millions of people across the country. No. People who died in motorcycle accidents that had COVID in their system did not die of COVID. I'm going to say thousands and thousands and thousands of people. They died. But a lot of that is because our idiot governors and our idiot people who run our countries are putting sick elderly people into retirement homes that are knowingly sick with COVID, and they're just spreading it through the retirement homes. As you age, you become more susceptible to disease. My state notwithstanding, I'm apparently, and I'm not going to say, I'm a big proponent that the Democrats cheated in this election too. I'm a big proponent of it. There's no way. Michigan was in lockdown for essentially a year and a half. We lost so many of our mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers to COVID because our idiot governor put them back into homes knowing that they're just going to spread the disease, spread the virus. There's no way that we elected Gretchen Whitmer. In Arizona, oh my God, there is no way Hobbs won that election. There's no way Kelly won that election. No way. Maricopa County, oh, our tabulators are down. You're going to have to go to this place to go vote. When they get to that place, oh, you aren't registered to vote here. You can't vote. So how many people that were going to vote for Lake didn't get to vote because they said, screw it, I'm not voting. It's all a game. We need to stand up to them now. You know, essentially I'm dying, and I really don't care anymore. So the gloves are off. We need to fight back. We need to fight back against this authoritative government that is running this country and running this world. It doesn't matter if you're in America, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, England, wherever you're listening to this show, there are people out there that think they're better than you and they want to control you. You were not born. Life is not about being controlled. You need to take back your life. You need to do what people in China are doing in protest and riot and bring your rights and your freedoms back to you. That's the only way you're going to survive. Because, trust me, they have a database of who you voted for and what you stand for. And if you voted for Trump and you stand for freedom, where there's less government control, you're considered a dissident. You will either be put into a Brittany Griner labor camp, or they're just going to come out and kill you. The choice is yours. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but listen, I have nothing to fear right now. I'm looking death straight in the face. My liver's failing. And it's because of what the world's government, George Soros, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, and the rest of the cronies that want power. They want to control you. I'm dying because of that. I may die, but I'm going out fighting. You're not going to silence me. The only way you're going to silence me is to kill me. You're on your way to doing so. All right, everybody, that'll be the show this week. Hate to leave it on that somber note, but that's how it is. Now that I've got everything working again, I am so excited. I have a couple of interviews set up, one with a former police officer that wants to talk about the state of what's going on in the world today. Plus, I have Anthony Hudson, a 2024 presidential candidate that I'm going to be interviewing here, and I'm hoping to do that on December 9th. I am looking forward to this more than you could know. So, big things happening on the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for listening this week, and I appreciate all of the thoughts and prayers, and I appreciate your patience. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez.